I shouldn't be thinking about him. Not like this. Not with my fingers already slipping beneath the silk. But God, he lingers. His voice in my ear. That look he gave me, like he knew what I'd be doing once the door closed behind me. I can still feel the ghost of his hand on my hip, like he left the heat of his palm there on purpose. My breath catches as I spread my legs just slightly wider, the sheets cool against my skin, my body already aching, already tuned to the memory of him. I close my eyes, and I let go. It's in my mind. He's right here, behind me. His mouth at my neck, hot and hungry. His hands everywhere, possessive, pressing me down into the bed like I'm something he owns. I imagine his voice, that low, commanding whisper. Don't stop. I want to watch you come for me. My back arches. My hand moves in rhythm faster now. I picture his fingers tangled in my hair, his teeth dragging over my shoulder, the sharp intake of his breath as he watches me unravel for him. God, it's so vivid. The scent of him, the weight, the heat. The sound I make when I kissed him the first time, soft, surprised, desperate. The way his hands shook when I undid his belt. I bite my lip as pleasure coils low in my stomach, tight, pulsing, closer now. I whisper his name into the dark. No one hears me. No one sees me. I let my breath go, shaky, shallow, as the wave builds, every muscle tensed, hips lifting, chasing it, and then release. It rips through me, hot, sharp. My thighs tremble, my chest heaves. I keep my hand there, just to feel the echo, the aftershock, the proof that, even alone, he still undoes me. I smile, lazily, breathless. I won't text him. I won't give him the satisfaction. But I'll think about him again tomorrow. And I'll make myself come harder.